My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live. You can take us on the go with the Odyssey app all across the country. And, of course, you can watch us here locally on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up in an hour, Scott Abraham joins us, news director at ABC7. He's at Commanders Camp every day, so we will talk Commanders with him. Dante Whitner, who's excellent NBC Sports Bay Area analyst, former 49ers safety. He'll join us at 9:45. We'll go around the NFL with him. He can give us the latest on Brandon Ayuk.
100%. I thought that deal would have been done yesterday, but it has not been.
I told you I thought maybe 48 hours.
Maybe today.
One would think. Our training camp coverage, by the way, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. We were talking about Jahan Dotson early in the show. He's been under some scrutiny because it jumped out at a lot of people that he got more snaps than the rest of the first teamers. What's going on? Why is Jahan playing with the scrubs?
And to put it in perspective, Ivan Lambert pointed out that article for Commander's Wire, which is, I guess, USA Today, publishes it, that Dotson actually played 32 offensive snaps. Terry McLaurin played 11. Olamide Zaccheaus, 10. Mm. So he played triple the amount of snaps those guys.
Right. Jaden Daniels was on the field for a drive.
Right.
That's the first team offense. They scored a touchdown, and you would think, okay, first team offense off the field, and Dotson kept playing.
How many total plays? I'm sorry.
32.
32. Wow.
The other guy, he played,
that's almost a half.
And he's no dummy.
Times.
He knows why he's out there.
I would think so.
He's not dumb.
And then JP mentioned earlier.
That's got to piss him off.
That I guess some think maybe he's not. He doesn't like contact. I know Craig Hoffman is quoted here, and I guess on his show said that that he needs to get physically stronger. Needs to get stronger in the weight room and that sort of thing. Needs to work with Bobby Engram. So that kind of point to the physical nature of Dotson, and that maybe, you know, that's not his forte. Think about Adam Peters and those guys, they're coming from those San Francisco receivers that are physical guys.
Correct.
Right.
And then you go out and you sign a player who hadn't played in the league for 6 years, and Bryant.
Who's a physical guy.
He's a physical guy, 6'4". And you say, okay, if you're Dotson, well, there's only one reason they're doing this. Because it's not like they're unhappy with McLaurin.
So our pal Craig Hoffman from the Team 980, who does a podcast, Take Command, with Logan Paulson. So Logan breaks down the film, and he's the one who said Dotson is getting beat up a little bit, the physicality of it, that he runs good routes, he's got great hands, but he needs to get stronger. Mm-hmm. And Hoffman speculates, well, if somebody offered trade capital for Jahan Dotson, maybe they would do it. I'll put this up as the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Would you trade Jahan Dotson at this point?
I don't know that I would trade him right now for a draft pick, but
what are you going to get for
Jahan Dotson? I would maybe trade him for another receiver.
Someone going to give you a fourth rounder for Jahan Dotson?
No,
he's not going to go anything. He's not going to go higher than that.
He's only worth a fourth rounder at this point.
I mean, what kind of look at the numbers he's put up?
Well, I mean, doesn't he have 11 touchdowns in his first 2 years?
Yeah, but I don't think that gets you more than a fourth rounder.
I'm going to go in on no.
I don't think they will.
He's a first-round pick, which means somebody thought, now Ron could have botched it, and the entire staff, the Martys, Herney, and they all could have botched it, but he's a first-round talent. I'm not giving up on him in year three. He flashed in year one.
I would agree. I don't think they're going to trade him, and I wouldn't yet, especially since you don't have much after McLaurin. Not that Dotson's had put up great numbers, but just in terms of the depth of the position, they would be really in trouble if they traded Dotson and just say McLaurin went down. I mean, who are you going to throw it to?
Jamison Crowder.
I mean, they would be in trouble.
Yes. They may be in trouble now.
They might be.
I mean, that's why, in my opinion, they bring in Martavis Bryant. They're not satisfied.
They're not.
And they shouldn't be. And that's why fans were so excited about the possibility of Brandon Ayuk. Mm-hmm. Because nobody's really confident in the wide receivers. You can be optimistic with Sinnott and Zach Ertz and the tight ends. And
I'm
that's
optimistic.
Unproven. 800-636-1067. If you want to call us in the MGM National Harbor listener lines.
Would you be opposed to trading Jahan Dotson?
I would be. But I'm open to the possibility that he's bust. Last year was disappointing. If he has a similar year this year to last year, I would consider him a bust. Not a bust to the point that he's out of the league, but bust based on promise.
They would go in a different direction next year at number two.
Man, it's...
I mean, wouldn't they?
That's a big...
If he put up similar numbers as last year...
Yes, a number two receiver.
Number two receiver, yes.
Yeah. I thought you meant number two, like number two pick.
No.
Pick.
I'm trying to look through the draft that year, and I'm trying to see, is there going to be like an iconic receiver drafted after him that we're going to always regret not picking?
Give us the guys drafted.
There were good receivers drafted before.
Just looking after.
No, Olave. That's who they passed on.
Oh, that's right.
Would you rather have Olave?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
No. Olave, they didn't pass. Okay, did they trade down? Because Olave went 11. Yeah.
They traded down. Remember, everyone was saying, look at our haul for trading down. Sam Howell, Brian Robinson.
Also, Jameson Williams.
Jahan Dotson. And all the Saints got was Olave.
And so
let Ron cook.
Yeah, let Ron cook.
I don't remember. Listen, I don't pay that much. I'm not a fantasy guy. So what Olave's numbers are markedly better.
Yes.
Wasn't he hurt or no?
He got hurt, I think, towards the end of last year.
He had 87 catches last year.
The receivers.
He's a legit number one receiver.
The receivers who were drafted after him included Treylon Burks, who, maybe he's had some flashes of the look up his numbers. Christian Watson was drafted in the second round by Green Bay.
Has he done a lot? I see George Pickens. Like, would you rather have all these guys over Jahan? Be honest.
Pickens?
I'd rather have Pickens.
Yeah. Yes. You'd rather have Pickens. Yeah. Alec Pierce has definitely flashed some for the Colts. Sky Moore was drafted after him.
I mean, Olave's numbers last year, 87 catches for 1,100 yards and five touchdowns.
Olave is a no-brainer. I understand.
Yeah. I mean, those are true number one receiver numbers.
Ron was so bad. What else did we get, though? When we traded down and got Dotson, we must have gotten another pick. Who did we take?
It was Sam Howell and Brian Robinson. I don't remember all of them.
So it wasn't horrible.
Remember everyone celebrating saying we smoked the Saints.
Yeah, they fleeced them.
We fleeced them.
Well, we thought if we had gotten our starting quarterback, we would have. B-Rob is okay. I don't think he's anything great, but man. It's just, I'll be honest with you, I did not see this coming. I didn't see coming into the season Jahan Dotson being this much
under the microscope
and this much like everyone, like, you know.
People are impatient.
I didn't see it coming.
I mean, people were excited for him during his rookie season when he was on the field.
Yeah. I was excited for him going into last year. And I do remember, I was like, what's going on with the drops? And I don't know how many he had, but they kind of jumped out at you.
It was because he had the reputation.
Because the reputation was he never dropped.
He only had a couple.
Yeah. But
I wouldn't trade him, though. Would you?
I might. But I don't think I would just trade him just like for a random pick. Like, I would want a player in return. Maybe a player and a pick or something. But, or, you know, could have packaged him. Yeah. I'm sure Peter said to the Niners, we'll give you a second rounder and Jahan Dotson. They probably said no. You know what I mean? Like,
Ayuk?
Yeah. Oh. Like, I would do that.
I just don't think you're going to get much for Dotson right now. Just don't, I mean, he hasn't put up the numbers.
It's not like he is atrocious.
He's not awful, but. He's not even putting up legit number two receiver numbers.
He's also had
backups
thrown to him.
Well, true, and he had the injury that first year.
He had the injury the first year, and then he had Heinicke and Sam Howell.
I agree.
So it's not like, you know, it's not like he's had freaking Aaron Rodgers thrown to him.
Okay, yeah, but now
meanwhile, Terry McLaurin still puts up 1,000 every year.
Yeah, but even Terry's production hasn't been like mind blowing. Like,
the quarterbacks have something to do with it.
Terry fights, though. Terry's physical.
Well, look, this is a big year for Dotson.
I just can't believe we're here. I can't believe we're already kind of mentally giving up on Jahan Dotson. I'm not there yet.
Not giving up, but
I'm not there yet.
It's a make or break year.
I am. Probably agree with that. Let's go to Mike. Mike, what's up?
Look, man, if the measure is how somebody did last year, you got to throw the whole offense. You got to make everybody tradable. They had Bieniemy coaching them. They had a horrible offense.
He was so bad.
And it was all 11 players on the field at all times. Everybody's year was down last year. So, look, I want to see a third year. After seeing what we saw from him the first year, I want to see what he does this year on the new team. I would not trade him. Not a first-round talent.
What about when you hear things like he's just not physical enough, he doesn't like contact, he's not strong enough? There might be some issues here where he's not happy about playing late in the preseason. Like, it might be a little attitude thing going on here. Even though I've heard he's a great kid. Yeah. I have heard he's a great kid.
Yeah.
Of course you don't like hearing rumbles. You don't trade him. You see if he can repeat that first season and grow.
Right.
I mean, what? Don't receivers get there and they're like fourth or fifth year generally? That's when they really start peaking.
That used to be a thing, but now a lot of guys are coming in and are balling from week one.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I wouldn't say a lot, but Your first picks are for sure.
Yeah.
But you know, there's still a whole other tier, and I think he's in it. I think he's solid. He's going to be a starter for a long time.
Thank you, pal.
Okay, I hope you're right. He runs great routes.
Again, here's what Logan Paulson said, and Logan, we know from experience, is one of the best at looking at film and breaking it down.
Mm-hmm.
Said, quote, "I love him as a route runner. I love his feel for catching the football. But his play strength shows up more than I would like it to. When you're watching Terry, Oz, who I guess is Olamide Zaccheaus, even Jamison Crowder, there's a strength to them that allows them to play through contact."
Wait, did he not lift during
the offseason?
He says the
fade
off-season?
In the second quarter going into the end zone where he
maybe not enough
beats the guy. He's talking about Dotson. So the fade in the second quarter where he's going to the end zone where he beats the guy, but he gets a little bit of a bump. And then loses his footing and falls down.
So he's the Manny Forbes of receivers? Is that basically, we got two Manny Forbes?
I remember.
We got two shrimp.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of common nowadays with receivers where they kind of catch the ball? And
yeah, but you got to be strong.
Just kind of go down as soon as you get wrapped up. Or
Logan goes on to say, you want to see him fight through some stuff. So that's the knock on him. That's the rap. And this staff is looking at him saying, maybe we need a bigger guy, more physical guy, which is why maybe they went to Martavis Bryant.
I remember when they drafted him, I asked Trace, because Trace and Dotson crossed for 1 year.
Yeah.
So Dotson's freshman year was Trace's senior year.
Right.
And Dotson put up, you know, small numbers in his freshman year. But I said, what kind of kid is he? What kind of player? He goes, awesome kid, awesome player.
Right.
Says they're gonna love him. He's gonna put up big numbers. Now Trace didn't know what quarterbacks were gonna be throwing to him, but and then Dotson I watched him a lot at Penn State just because of, you know, obviously watching Penn State for Trace, but he put up huge numbers his senior year.
Of course.
I mean, maybe
I'm not willing to give up on him.
Hey, this will be good when Trace and Jahan are both in the fourth quarter.
That's right.
But look, the staff said
Jahan won't be happy about it, but that's a possibility.
The staff said they're trying to figure out where to use him, right? So maybe if he's not physical, they got to put him in motion and find ways to avoid the physicality, because Logan points out all the things that he's great at. You know, mm-hmm. words that I'm not that familiar with: running, layers, stems, indicators. He's good at all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But so maybe he's just not consistently good at getting off the line against bigger corners.
Is the coaching staff just like making an example of him? Maybe.
Could be.
They're kind of putting him in the doghouse because they don't want people to.
Why? But it's not like they can afford to.
I know.
That doesn't make sense.
At the end of camp, he'll be out there running with the first team.
Well, probably.
But for now, they're just making an example.
He's still number one in his position on the depth chart. But obviously had a down year last year. That's what the old staff.
I think they're sending a message to him. They're clearly not 100% happy with it, but they're sending a message by leaving him out there against backups for 32 plays.
And the entire receiving corps.
Yeah, and then getting Bryant, bringing him in. They're sending messages. They're saying, look, we're not happy. Besides McLaurin, we're not happy with the overall wide receiver room.
And I'm just going to fight for the guys. Or they are realistically saying, we don't have any size. We need a big receiver that we can count on. That Bryson Tremaine is, you know, whatever. He's been interesting, but we need a proven big receiver.
I would.
We don't have
it. I would agree with that too, but they
would. It doesn't mean the other guys suck.
But they knew that for the entire offseason, and they knew it when camp started because they went out and got their big receiver 2 days ago. Yeah. So they could have addressed that situation weeks or months ago.
I don't have an answer for that.
I can tell you
I
this.
I think they're just trying to send a message.
He's not really that much of a fan favorite. Now, it's close to 50-50. You can vote at Chunks Radio, but 52% say, sure, ship him out of here. They trade him.
God, this fan base loved him a year ago.
Sure. And then they saw him for 17 games last year, like, dime a dozen.
Well, like you said, hopefully with this new staff, Kingsbury can find ways to get him open. He's got a better quarterback throwing to him. Maybe he puts up decent numbers.
I for whatever it's worth,
I'm not giving up on
officially,
him
I'm not giving up on you.
I'm
Jahan.
Not giving up. Not after 2 years.
I'm not giving up on you.
I voted no.
Yeah.
Correct.
Next year, I would vote yes.
No,
if he
I would
has
package
a similar
him
year.
For a proven receiver, though. If there was a proven receiver and they just couldn't come to a contract like the Ayuk situation, then I would package him.
Right.
You know, I'd say, hey, here, take the second round pick and take Jahan. Mm-hmm. And we'll take your guy and we'll give him all the money.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on an open line Thursday. Next, we'll open up EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
Coming up. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
At 9 o'clock, we'll get back into the Commanders with Scott Abraham, news director at ABC7. But right now, we open up the entertainment page.
All right. The entertainment page, of course, brought to you by my guys at BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world. I think he's pretty interesting. My guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest, just 2.99% of most X Series models. They got even lower for some of the electric vehicles. My buddy, I won't say who, but my buddy just got the i7 electric vehicle. Loves it.
Nice.
That thing is a rocket. It's not my thing, but it is a fast car, dude.
Yeah, my buddy has an electric. He just got a new electric, but it's a different brand. And it goes ridiculously fast, quick,
yeah,
too.
And they're quiet. They are quiet.
By the way, what's interesting about him, since you're defending him?
What's interesting about Mike?
Yes.
Well, he's a Cowboy fan, so he doesn't like that part.
Okay, I don't love that.
That's interesting.
You know, we have interesting conversations about stocks.
He's a finance guy.
He's into stocks. We joan on Carvana.
Okay.
What else? He's an interesting guy. I think he ran track in college.
Is he a gambler? Yes, is he a sports gambler?
He's a gambler in the stock market. I can tell you that. He makes big bets on the stock market. And I tried to get him on Bitcoin back when it was at about 14K or something.
Worst decision of my life.
Selling it?
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
I think you end up losing.
Yeah, you've made worse decisions.
financial. No, it's not the worst decision. Buying the condo in Ocean City was the worst financial decision.
Yeah, I thought about it because
it was good for memories for my kids because my kids grew up there. But financially, it was a terrible decision.
I was looking at places too at around the same time. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe we're all kind of saying the same group think, and we were just having young kids, and I wanted to have a beach place. But thank God I didn't buy it because we were so busy with sports. You got to that point, right? Where you could never go to the beach.
Correct. Yeah. Girls started playing travel softball. We were never at the beach.
Never go.
Go for maybe a week.
Yeah. It would have been a big disaster.
And I was just writing checks every month.
I don't know. It's expensive to stay in Ocean City now. So maybe you would get your money back renting it out in the summer.
Well,
right now, it's ridiculous.
Well, the problem was
his partner didn't want to rent it out.
My partner, Thomas C. Mooney, did not want to rent it out. So we were conflicted there, and I decided I had to be out. I couldn't do it anymore.
Right.
Because he didn't care about
that. Well, I know some people that do rent them out, and they do great, but sometimes it gets a little nerve-wracking when you're trying to fill it out.
But right now, if you own a place and you're renting it out in the summer, you're making
it. Oh, you're killing it.
Much money.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
My cousin has a place Bayside on the water, and it's rinky-dink.
But he always has renters?
$2,500 a week, easy.
Yeah.
Oh, look, if Mooney was 100% all in, just to rent it out, then I would still own it. But he and his wife didn't want to because their kids would go down there all the time. His kids live down there for the summer.
Right.
And they've lived down there for the last few summers. So it just didn't work out. But yeah, you're right. If you own a place down there and you're renting it out, you're killing it.
All right, so there is an interesting story going around in Hollywood. I told you, both of my daughters went to see It Ends With Us, and I guess it's about domestic violence. And my oldest daughter, Meg, said she can't believe that my younger daughter, Kate, went to see it because it's such a sad, like, really kind of depressing thing, right? Obviously, domestic violence. And Blake Lively's been doing a lot of promo for it. But apparently, it was kind of a big disaster filming
Scandalous.
It.
Scandalous.
Huh?
Scandalous yeah. story.
So Ryan Reynolds is the guy that T.J. Miller didn't love, right? Did he say that on the record?
Yeah, he didn't like him.
Well, Blake Lively might be a pain in the ass too. If you go to TMZ, there's a viral video of an interview she did back in 2016 where she's kind of like, I guess she was offended that the interviewer was a woman, congratulated her on her baby bump. She didn't like that, I guess. And then she said, congrats on your bump too. That lady wasn't pregnant. I don't know. But then on this one, so she's doing, I guess, love scenes or whatever with Justin Baldoni, who's the actor.
But he also is the director.
Yes. And I guess she got pissed off because he had to lift her up in a scene and he's got a back issue. Uh-huh. And so he was asking around set how much she weighed.
Really?
Because he knew that she was pregnant.
Oh.
And so she thought she was being fat shamed. Meanwhile, the guy's just like, I got a bad back. If you got an extra 20 pounds on you, you know.
I can't do it.
Yeah, but also, doesn't she allege that he made out with her too long in the love scenes?
She is also saying that she thought a kiss went on. Well, if you think a kiss is going on too long, pull out. I mean,
I know, but if it's the director.
So now you're saying it's the power dynamic?
Well, I think Blake Lively is powerful enough that she could do that. But if the guy's on top and like forcing his way. I'm not saying it's like a rape situation, but it's a if you believe her side of the story, let's say in the love scene, he's on top of her and he's making out with her. It might be tough for her to get out from under him. You know what I mean?
Maybe she's right. Maybe she's right. And this guy's a big nightmare. They're saying there's at least one report where a bunch of people on set didn't like working with this guy. He actually had to hire a PR crisis firm this week to deal with all the drama.
Apparently he's good in the film, though.
What if he was
getting sized and he was like, cut, gotta do it again.
I mean, I don't
know. He did it like five times.
Hey, what if Blake's in cover your ass mode? Like the scenes are so steamy and she knows that Ryan Reynolds is gonna see him. So she's kinda gotta get out in front of it and say this guy's a creep, he's a disaster, when all along she kinda likes it, they're kinda steamy. She's having fun with these scenes. Mm-hmm. So she's just kind of getting out in front of it.
Possible. I would think that both of them being stars in the business are used to that. And I'm sure Ryan Reynolds has done his share of love scenes. I don't know. I don't have his filmography in front of me.
Could be.
I'm sure that's just awkward.
There also are reports, you know, like I alluded to, where they're saying that she's done awkward interviews where she's been kind of a mean girl in some of these interviews in the past. And they're also saying that she's being weird the way she's promoting this movie. She's being all like cutesy on the red carpet and everything. And it's like an awful issue, like domestic violence. I don't know how you're supposed to be on the red carpet.
I mean, you're selling the movie.
But they say she's being too cutesy promoting a movie that's so serious.
The hell out of her.
They are. Mm-hmm. They're on her ass.
Like
That's always been your girl, Blake Lively.
I think she's gorgeous, but. I mean, I don't know anything about her character and personality.
Now, another one.
I'm not surprised by that.
That's under scrutiny is actually Rob Schneider's daughter. And Valdez brought this up yesterday.
L. King.
I'd never heard of her until this week.
So she didn't take the Schneider name?
I guess not. She was upset that he sent her to fat camp. She was a big fatty. And I think it was the best thing he ever did. But she also said he missed birthdays. Like,
how do you know she was a big fatty? Do you have pictures from when she was a kid?
I think Valdez said she said I was a very, very large.
She does. Her last name is Schneider. She just L. King is her stage name.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But no, Valdez said she acknowledged that she was a fat kid.
Okay.
So I have no problem with him sending her to fat camp, but for the record, no problem. Now, I do have a problem with him missing birthday.
Do they call them fat camps? Or can't you just send him to like a sports camp that happens to be?
Or wellness camp.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I don't think it was probably called a fat camp. It was probably called like healthy eating or something. Or I don't know, healthy lifestyle. Who knows? But it's probably all fatties.
I just like the idea of a fat camp.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a fat camp, but nobody calls it fat camp. You know?
Yeah.
You know.
What do you think they do? What do you think they do at fat camp?
Eat a lot of salads. You go on a treadmill.
They run them.
Yeah.
Mix their own dressing.
I should have gone to short camp. Then I could have posted people up and playing hoops.
Huh. Dude, there's one guy that the guy swears that he did these goofy stretches and then he gained
taller.
3 inches.
Right.
I don't believe that for a second.
From being like all compressed and hunched over and terrible posture.
I guess
that he went
possible.
From 6'1 to 6'4.
Possible. I told you, my physician said that I lost an inch in the last year from physical to physical, went from 5'9 to 5'8.
I know I've lost an inch, but somewhere else. I know it. It's a little frustrating.
Hey,
what?
Going back to Blake Lively.
True story.
I've been kind of punched out here for the last couple of minutes because I've been doing research on Justin Baldini.
Yeah.
This guy seems like the world's most compassionate, thoughtful person. I'm watching all his interviews. Unless he's a totally different person than he portrays in interviews, there's just no chance what she's accusing him of. Like, he's so thoughtful.
You don't think
and
there's a chance that the director / actor extended the kissing scenes unnecessarily long?
I don't think he's a creep, is what she called him, basically. No, I mean, every interview he's denying praise. He's giving everyone else praise. His whole mantra is about domestic violence and how women are treated.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no chance. I think Ryan Reynolds is getting involved. He sees a really good-looking guy making out with his wife. He's jealous. He's putting pressure on her, and she's trying to, you know, fix her problems at home.
Or she's also a big pain
publicly.
In the ass.
She's a diva.
She's a big
she's
pain
a diva,
in the ass.
Yeah, she's a big pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Or she's telling the truth.
She could be. But I'm doing my research
over here.
So guys don't put on a public persona and then are totally different than their public persona.
I wonder
personas.
What his wife thought about it.
Baldoni?
Yeah.
Does he have a wife?
He's married.
All right. Yeah. You've done his bio?
No, I saw him talking about it one time. I don't know who it is. I think she's an actress.
How would you deal with it if Teresa was going to work every day and
smooching?
She had love scenes.
If she's bringing home Blake Lively money, I'm good with it. It wouldn't bother me as much as you think.
Do you know who Wally Amos is, JP?
Yes, famous Cookies.
Famous Amos Cookies. And I don't even know why I know Famous Amos. Did he used to go on like the Tonight Show or something?
Yeah, he was all over.
Like on Johnny Carson or something. I feel like I just know
cookies, right?
Famous Amos Cookies.
Yes.
And weren't they just essentially just chocolate chip cookies?
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
But I think they maybe did oatmeal raisin and
others.
But
he passed away. So pour some out for Wally Amos. He died at 88.
That's a good
run. Opened his bakery in 1975 on Sunset Boulevard in L.A., selling bite-sized chocolate chip cookies that were a novelty for the time. Now everybody's into big cookies. Oh, but right? Bite-sized. I'm sure they sell bite-sized, but it's all about crumble cookies and big-ass cookies.
Crumble cookies are so good.
Oh, wow.
I like crumble cookies. I will say, for the record,
they're huge.
I think they're too expensive, but I do like them.
They have mini now.
Oh, they do? I don't want the minis. I like the big dogs.
All right, Mark Zuckerberg's a weirdo. I don't know. He made a Roman statue of his wife. Now, is it in their backyard or something? I don't know where it is. It's a 7-foot tall statue in the Roman tradition of making sculptures of your wife. Guess what? You got all that money. You got nothing else to do.
I guess that's romantic. Maybe that's what I should do for my wife's birthday.
You make a sculpture of her?
So it'd be the world's worst sculpture.
Put it in your backyard?
She'd be distraught. She'd be like, you couldn't have bought me some Lululemon?
No, but what if
it's a sculpture?
But what if you hired a person? Not you doing it. Like, you hired a person.
That sounds super expensive.
Well, yeah, it'd be expensive. But would you do it? Let's just say it was a Junkies listener, and he had a 3D printer or something, and he could make you a
you got a slab of marble to sculpt.
I'm not into that, but
you know who had a sculpture of himself? It was Sylvester Stallone by his pool, and it actually looked silly. It was like a Rocky sculpture,
right?
At like one end of his pool, and then I think he sold the house. I remember watching a documentary. I think he packed the sculpture and he moved it to Miami or something.
He had a reality show for a while
with the daughters.
Yeah, with the daughters.
Yeah.
And his wife.
Mm-hmm. Valdez, good news. I want you to do some sleuthing. Okay, some sleuthing. All right, because I know you're capable of this. Alicia Newman, the Olympic, what was she, javelin? I just know she was in the Olympics.
She the pole vaulter?
Maybe she was a pole jumper. Maybe she was a pole vaulter. She went viral after twerking after she won her Nubs bronze medal at the Olympics. They now say she added 20,000 new subscribers to her OnlyFans.
Cha-ching.
Nice. Which she charges $7.79. Kind of nubs.
Mm-hmm.
But it netted her $150,000 right off the bat.
Yeah.
Can you find out if there's any good stuff on there? Because if it's just her, like,
that's $150,000. And then when people realize, right, people realize that there's no content they want, they're going to drop off. There's going to be a bunch of donks who just forget. And keep paying forever.
Often what happens, though, is they keep pushing the envelope.
I pay for something on...
That's what we need. We need to push the envelope.
Clearly, my kid signed up for it. Apple Arcade. Uses it. I don't even know.
What's Apple?
She got on my phone and she plays. She plays a couple
Your
games on my phone.
That.
Yes, my 7-year-old.
Oh my god,
it's $7.99 a month. Apple Arcade.
Add it to the list.
You know your girl Iggy Azalea. She's getting a little more risque on OnlyFans.
Oh, is she?
She basically not even. Does she even do music anymore? She just does OnlyFans.
Alicia Newman, and then a little bit bald.
Valdez's
no
favorite
baby on OnlyFans, right?
Valdez's favorite, Grace Charis, the golfer. She, do you follow her? Yeah,
never heard of her.
She's like she's a solid page, golfer, but butt naked on OnlyFans.
All right, we'll play a little Big Deal, Little Deal next here on the Junk. Scott Abraham, ABC7, covers the Commanders. He's at training camp daily. He'll join us coming up at 9:00. But right now, we're going to play a little Big Deal, Little Deal, brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator, and you can find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. So, researchers in Australia, we're looking at mortality rates tied to 30 different types of cancer among adult men.
Oh, no.
It's based on data from 2022.
All right.
And they seems legit. Looked at 185 different countries and territories. Based on their findings, they predict between now and 2050, men's cancer cases will spike by 84%.
Oh.
That seems like a big deal to me.
It's bad.
Huge.
Cases are expected to more than double among men 65 and older, as well as for those that live in areas with the low or medium HDI, which
it's
is
terrifying.
A human development index.
You know, Valdez and nobody wants to get cancer. Just try to be healthy. I feel bad about, like, yesterday I had a couple drinks during the round, and then I had two drinks at dinner. You're so hard on your health. It's so bad. Then I'm watching the Bryson John Daly thing, and John Daly has 20 beers every day.
Yeah.
Like,
beers or Diet Coke? Isn't he a Diet Coke guy?
All that. Chocolate
Both.
Shakes. I think he said he has six chocolate milks a day.
Dude, like, he has like a Surfside stuffed in his golf cart. A billion of them.
He has the most unhealthy lifestyle.
I don't know. It's just sad, and I don't want to say it, but John Daly's going to die in 2 years after watching the Breaking 50 with Bryson.
He's just
chain smoking, drinking, has the cancer, and morbidly obese.
He said he had like six Reese's cups in the morning. Like, he literally has the diet of the worst human alive. Like, he's a horrible diet.
He looks awful, too.
Yeah,
Sounds awful. Can barely move.
And yet, he's made it to what? How old is John Daly now?
He's got to be in his 60s.
Early 60s, maybe?
Maybe right around 60.
Yeah.
I don't want to say specifically who it is, but I once visited a man in the hospital who was in a coma, who, as long as I've known him, was morbidly obese and unhealthy. And I remember telling my wife, I was like, ain't no way he's coming out of it. It was like 10 years ago. I don't know how.
John's he's only 58, not 60 yet. 58.
Oh, he looks.
He looks 70, yeah. He looks old. He looks bad.
But that's a big deal. Try to take your vitamins. Try not to drink as much as Lurch and me. And then go for walks. It's supposed to be good
for you. Walks. Take your dog for a walk every day.
Simone Biles, of course, made a triumphant return to the Olympic stage this summer in Paris. She won 3 gold medals, 1 silver. She's now officially the most decorated gymnast in history. She cleared up some controversy, though, from her trip to Paris, where she was spotted with a new Hermes handbag, which are worth several thousand dollars. She says, my parents bought me the bag. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at my parents. Would it be a big deal if she bought it? Or a little deal? To me, who cares?
Who cares about
that? Big to-do about nothing.
Yeah.
Meg did a sweet thing. She bought my youngest daughter, how do you say it? A Hermes bracelet last year, and it was really nice.
That's
I guess
only a
some
big deal.
Fans believe that she was showing up her fellow Olympians who may not have the same amount of money in endorsement deals.
What I think is a big deal is when Caleb Williams and LeBron and all
they show
guys,
up with these purses.
They're walking
yeah.
around the with their fancy purses. They're not even man purses.
They're just regular
they're
purses.
Yeah.
Maybe that's going to be the new thing.
No, not here.
Little deal on Simone.
There's been another massive data breach. I'm sure you heard about this.
This is the Social Security
Hackers
numbers?
Claim yeah. that they have accessed everybody's Social Security number and address.
What does that mean then?
Yeah, so, what do they do with it?
As long as they just don't steal my money, yeah. I don't care.
It's a little deal. Our information's out there amongst everybody.
Why are you laughing? Just don't steal my money.
No. We're laughing at the viral trend of give me my money.
I don't know that. I don't know that one.
We were talking about
yeah,
it yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is it? Find it.
I don't know how to explain it. It's like family members. Steph Curry did one. Stallone did one. You sit around with your family members, and everybody jumps in front of the camera and says, give me my money.
Yeah.
And then the final person to go says it, and then everyone looks at him strangely, and nobody claps.
Yeah, no one claps.
Uh-huh. Okay. I don't understand
it. That went viral yesterday?
It's been viral for a couple weeks.
Oh, okay. I don't get that trend, but okay.
All right, in D.C.
But I would agree. If they steal my money, big deal. If not,
yeah, I don't care.
Before I get to clear up the Simone Biles thing, Tom Glancy'd it. She didn't say be mad at my parents. She said be mad at your parents. She said my parents bought me this bag. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at
your parents that they didn't buy it for you.
I said,
yeah, I
didn't think
so. You botched it.
No, I didn't. I said that she said that her parents bought it.
No, you read the quote wrong. You wrote the quote wrong.
Be mad at my parents. Don't be
mad at my parents. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right.
In D.C., they've got some staffing issues at the 911 call center, such that they're actually offering $800 bonuses to people just for showing up to work.
Wow.
I think it's kind of a big deal if you don't have enough people at the 911 call center.
I would agree.
Well, then you probably got to pay them more.
It sounds like that's what they're doing.
And when's Odyssey going to pay us for showing up?
It's not as critical a job.
And then locally, look, I used to live in downtown Crown in Gaithersburg. Thieves on the loose after a shoplifting spree. They hit the Dick's in Rio, and then they hit Lululemon in downtown Crown.
I'm going to buy that stuff on eBay.
Stole thousands of dollars in clothing, jumped into a getaway car. It was a silver sedan. It's funny because you read these articles and they go, well, it makes sense that they would hit those places because it's right off of 270 and you can get to a highway. But where that Lululemon is the intersection. Coastal Flats is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Paladar, which is out of business.
What time did they hit it?
There's
overnight?
A bunch of places right
when
there.
It was closed? I assume.
4:50 p.m.
If you're going to rob a Dick's, Valdez, you help me with this. If you're going to rob a Dick's,
that's
you're going right
traffic.
For the drivers, right? You're stealing all the drivers. That's like
no, they steal clothes, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's like $600 clubs. Like, I'm loading up on all the drivers.
They probably don't know that.
Probably can't carry them.
It's harder to get them into the car.
Yeah, can't carry them all.
They're just taking all the clothes.
That's what I think.
And shoes. They're
the more
shoes.
Valuable stuff.
You're probably right, but you can only get a certain amount of them. Clothes, you can get a whole rack, bunch of shoes.
All right, but I'm just saying, pound for pound, I would go to the golf section.
I mean, at 4:50 p.m., that you probably
I can't
been to
there
Dick's.
Must have been a bunch
there's
of people
so much,
in it.
There's Uncle Julio's right across from there. There's so many things right there. It would be tough to get out. A lot of times it takes 2-3 minutes just to get out of that shopping center.
Well, maybe they didn't have to rush.
They figured it out.
I guess not. Nobody, lack of security. Nobody saw them taking the stuff.
They have our security cameras that right. We have over there by the food.
I told you guys, I went to Dick's a few weeks ago. I saw a robbery. And they do. Their security is there. They just, that's the law
There's
of the
nothing
company.
They can do.
There's nothing they can do.
You just walk right past the guy.
I saw numerous people walk in, grab stuff, and they were walking out I was walking in.
What were they stealing?
Had handfuls of clothes.
You know what you could steal? It's so expensive now. I happen to look at a price tag of like a Yeti cooler. Mm. Those things are absurd.
I know. They're crazy. I'm convinced
How
that all those coolers that have the wheels are useless. You need the ones with the big bulbous wheels for sand. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You need that. If you get a regular cooler with just like regular wheels, you think,
they'll get stuck.
That doesn't work.
Coming up next, Scott Abraham, ABC7, as we get into Commanders training camp, their second preseason game coming up Saturday night. We'll talk to Scott next here on the Junks. Scott Abraham, ABC7, covers the Commanders. He's at training camp daily. He'll join us coming up at 9 o'clock. But right now we're going to play a little big deal, little deal, brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator and you can find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. So researchers in Australia were looking at mortality rates tied to 30 different types of cancer among adult men.
Oh, no.
It's based on data from 2022.
All right.
And they seems legit. Looked at 185 different countries and territories. Based on their findings, they predict between now and 2050, men's cancer cases will spike by 84%.
Oh.
That seems like a big deal to me.
It's bad.
Huge.
Cases are expected to more than double among men 65 and older, as well as for those that live in areas with the low or medium.
It's terrifying.
HDI, which is
terrifying.
A human development index.
You know, Valdez and I mean, nobody wants to get cancer. Just try to be healthy. I feel bad about, like, yesterday I had a couple drinks at during the round, and then I had 2 drinks at dinner. You're so hard on your health. It's so bad. Then I'm watching the Bryson-John Daly thing, and John Daly has 20 beers every day.
Yeah.
Like,
beers or Diet Coke? Isn't he a Diet Coke guy?
All that. Chocolate Both. Shakes. I think he said he has six chocolate milks a day.
Dude, like he has like a Surfside stuffed in his golf cart. A billion
of
them.
He has the most unhealthy lifestyle.
I don't know. It's just sad, and I don't want to say it, but John Daly's going to die in 2 years after watching the Breaking 50 with Bryson.
He's just
chain smoking, drinking, has the cancer, and morbidly obese.
He said he had like six Reese's cups in the morning. Like he literally has the diet of the worst human, like he's a horrible diet.
He looks awful too. Yeah,
Sounds awful.
Can barely move.
He's made it to what? How old is John Daly now?
He's got to be in his 60s,
early 60s, maybe.
Maybe right around 60.
Yeah.
I don't want to say specifically who it is, but I once visited a man in the hospital who was in a coma, who, as long as I've known him, was morbidly obese and unhealthy. And I remember telling my wife, I was like, ain't no way he's coming out of it. That was like 10 years ago. I don't know how.
He's only 58, not 68.
Oh, he looks
70. Yeah. He looks old. He looks bad.
But that's a big deal. Try to take your vitamins. Try not to drink as much as Lurch and me. And then go for walks. It's supposed to be good
go for walks. Take your dog for a walk every day.
Simone Biles, of course, made a triumphant return to the Olympic stage this summer in Paris. She won 3 gold medals, 1 silver. She's now officially the most decorated gymnast in history. She cleared up some controversy, though, from her trip to Paris, where she was spotted with a new Hermes handbag, which are worth several thousand dollars. She says, "My parents bought me the bag. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at my parents." Would it be a big deal if she bought it? Or a little deal? To me, who cares?
Who cares about
big
that?
Big to do about nothing.
Yeah.
Meg did a sweet thing. She bought my youngest daughter, how do you say it? A Hermes bracelet last year, and it was really nice.
That's only a big deal.
I guess some fans believe that she was showing up her fellow Olympians who may not have the same amount of money in endorsement deals.
What I think is a big deal is when Caleb Williams and LeBron and all
these
guys
show up with these purses.
They're walking
yeah.
around the with their fancy purses. They're not even man purses.
They're just regular purses.
Yeah.
Maybe that's going to be the new thing.
No, not here.
Little deal on Simone.
There's been another massive data breach. I'm sure you heard about this.
This is the Social Security
Hackers
numbers?
Claim yeah. that they have accessed everybody's Social Security number and address.
What does that mean then?
Yeah, so, what do they do with it?
As long as they just don't steal my money, yeah. I don't care.
It's a little deal. Our information's out there amongst everybody.
Why are you laughing? Just don't steal my money.
No. We're laughing at the viral trend of give me my money.
I don't know that. I don't know that one.
We were talking about
yeah,
it yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is it? Find it.
I don't know how to explain it. It's like family members. Steph Curry did one. Stallone did one. You sit around with your family members, and everybody jumps in front of the camera and says, give me my money.
Yeah.
And then the final person to go says it, and then everyone looks at him strangely, and nobody claps.
Yeah, no one claps.
Uh-huh. Okay. I don't understand
it. That went viral yesterday?
It's been viral for a couple weeks.
Oh, okay. I don't get that trend, but okay.
All right, in D.C.
But I would agree. If they steal my money, big deal. If not,
yeah, I don't care.
Before it gets to clear up the Simone Biles thing, Tom Glancy'd it. She didn't say be mad at my parents. She said be mad at your parents. She said my parents bought me this bag. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at your parents
that they didn't buy it for you.
I said,
yeah, I
didn't think
you botched it.
No, I didn't. I said that she said that her parents bought it.
You wrote the quote wrong.
Be mad at my parents. Don't be
mad at my parents. Yeah,
yeah, that's all right.
In D.C., they've got some staffing issues at the 911 call center, such that they're actually offering $800 bonuses to people just for showing up to work.
Wow.
I think it's kind of a big deal if you don't have enough people at the 911 call center.
I would agree.
Well, then you probably got to pay them more.
That's what they're doing.
And when's Odyssey going to pay us for showing up?
It's not as critical a job.
And then locally, look, I used to live in downtown Crown in Gaithersburg. Thieves on the loose after a shoplifting spree. They hit the Dick's in Rio, and then they hit Lululemon in downtown Crown.
I'm going to buy that stuff on eBay.
Stole thousands of dollars in clothing, jumped into a getaway car. It was a silver sedan. It's funny because you read these articles and they go, well, it makes sense that they would hit those places because it's right off of 270 and you can get to a highway. But where that Lululemon is the intersection. Coastal Flats is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Paladar, which is out of business.
What time did they hit it?
There's
overnight?
A bunch of places right there.
It was closed? I assume.
4:50 p.m.
If you're gonna rob a Dick's, Valdez, you help me with this. If you're going to rob a Dick's,
that's
you're going right
traffic.
For the drivers, right? You're stealing all the drivers. That's like
no, they steal clothes, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's like $600 clubs. Like I'm loading up on all
they
the drivers.
They probably don't know that.
Can't carry them.
It's harder to get them into the car.
Can't carry them all.
They're just taking all the clothes.
That's what I think.
And shoes.
The more
shoes.
Valuable stuff.
You're probably right, but you can only get a certain amount of them. Clothes, you can get a whole rack, bunch of shoes.
All right, but I'm just saying, pound for pound, I would go to the golf section.
I mean, at 4:50 p.m., that you probably
I can't
been to
believe
that
there
Dick's.
Must have been a bunch
there's
of people
so much,
in it.
There's Uncle Julio's right across from there. There's so many things right there. It would be tough to get out. A lot of times it takes 2-3 minutes just to get out of that shopping center.
Well, maybe they didn't have to rush.
They figured it out.
I guess not. Nobody, lack of security. Nobody saw them taking the stuff.
They have our security cameras that right. We have over there by the food.
I told you guys, I went to Dick's a few weeks ago. I saw a robbery. And they do. Their security is there. They just, that's the law of the company. There's nothing they can do.
You just walk right past the guy.
I saw numerous people walk in, grab stuff, and they were walking out when I was walking in.
What were they stealing?
Had handfuls of clothes.
You know what you could steal that's so expensive now? I happen to look at a price tag of like a Yeti cooler. Mm. Those things are absurd.
I know. They're crazy. I'm convinced that all those coolers that have the wheels are useless. You need the ones with the big bulbous wheels for sand. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You need that. If you get a regular cooler with just like regular wheels, you think,
they'll get stuck.
That doesn't work.
Coming up next, Scott Abraham, ABC7, as we get into Commanders training camp, their second preseason game coming up Saturday night. We'll talk to Scott next here on The Junks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.